we've been traveling here through the sugyas of Bina de Mechaveroi, and we found that there's a sugya of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, loving your friend, Ahava. Ahava, love is Gematria Echad. Because when you love someone, you connect with them. There's a sugya of Ava of Hashem and Ava of a people, connecting with people and connecting with Hashem. And there's a sugya of being happy for people. Being happy for people, that's very hard. Right? The targum of the word simcha is chadi, one. When you're happy, you feel like one with someone. Right? Someone you're connected to. But when you're not happy with his achievements, it's because there's a break between you and him. How can I be happy if he's succeeding? I feel disconnected. And we've been talking about these connections, and they're all one. The love of Hashem is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The love with people is a connection with people from Klal Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmoy Echad Umi Kamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Hashem is one, and we are one. And these two onenesses are connected with each other. The Mekubalim say that when we say before Shema, we say Haboicher Es Amo Yisrael Bi'ahava, with love. Right before Shema, we say Bi'ahava. The Mekubalim say don't read it Bi'ahava, with love, but Beis Ahavas. Two loves. A love of Hashem and a love of His people. Why are you saying that right before Shema? Why are you connecting to people? Because there's nothing different. Be'etzem, the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is the way that Klal Yisrael is connected. If we're connected, then there's a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness in the world. If we're not connected, then there's a Pirud. There's a separation. And last week we talked about super connections. Super connections are who are my friends? Who are my Chaveirim? Who are the ones that I'm nischaber to? Every person needs a friend. Every person needs an attachment. And we said sometimes it's a chaver toiv. It's a good friend. And sometimes, unfortunately, it's a chaver ra. It's a bad attachment. And now we're here on Yud Ches Tamuz. And we're in the Zman of Beina Mitzarim. And we have to understand how this sugya has to do with us. How it has to do with our sugya, and the truth is, it has everything to do with our sugya. It has everything to do, but we have to go slowly. It has to do with the sugya of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. It has to do with Chaverim, friends. Let's start with a pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Kuf Chav Beis, the famous Shir HaMalos, Oim Dois Hayu Ragleinu Bisharayach Yushalayim. Yerushalayim Abnuya, Yerushalayim, the built city. Ki'ir Shechubra Lo Yachtav. The uniting city. The city that unites. What does this mean? The city that unites. Yerushalayim that creates chiburim, connections. Says the Malbim, She'eleha Ubavura to Yerushalayim, and because of Yerushalayim, Yischabru Ha'evayim Apratim Shalaguf. All the various parts of Klal Yisrael that are different parts of the great body of Knesset Yisrael that we've been talking about, they all have one destination. They all come together in Yerushalayim in order to be a Guf Echad, in order to get tap in to Hashras Hashchina. He brings all of the milas that Yerushalayim gives us, but Yerushalayim is the place where we connect. We are Nischaber in Yerushalayim. We're Nischaber, we connect over there. Now this would be beautiful in itself. The Yerushalayim is the connecting point. It's the destination, right? It's the Ir Shechubra Lo Yachdav. However, things get a little more complex. Because the Yerushalmi in Chagiga, and I'm quoting Yerushalmi because there's a difference between the Yerushalmi's way of doing this and the Bavli, but the Bavli has a similar Gemara, different Pasuk. The Yerushalmi in Chagiga says that in general we know there's something called an Am Haaretz. And an Am Haaretz is not just an ignoramus. He also has Dinei Tumah. He has Dinei Tumah. It's a very sad story for Amaratzim. They're like Zavs, which are these people who have excretions, really disgusting types of things. You don't want them to sit on your chairs. They make them into Avatomas. It's not a good story. The begadim are tame. Everything that about them is tuma. Scary amaratim. This is one reason why you want to become a talmid chacham alone, not to be one of these scary amaratim, right? Not a good situation. Comes the time for the regel. It's time. 3 times a year, Aliyah LiRegel, Klal Yisrael comes to Yerushalayim, and guess what? If these creepy, crawly guys touch things, they're going to ruin it for the whole team. If an Am Haaretz Kohen starts wandering around over there in the Heichal, in the Azara, he's going to make things Tameh. So that's a problem, because they have a Tumas Am Haaretz, which is a Takana D'Rabbanan, that we treat them like a Zav. Guess what? Comes the regel. Comes Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. There's no Amaratzim. Everybody's a Chaver on the regel. Everybody. Everybody's like a Talmud Chacham. They can't be Metame anything. What's the Raya? Says the Yerushalmi, this Pasuk, Ir Shechubra LaYachtov. It's the city that connects. Whoa. It makes everyone what's called a chaver. A chaver in Hilchus, Maisras, and in other areas, a chaver is somebody, in Tumavitaira, a chaver is a Talmud Chacham who watches over himself. It's a tremendous thing, but you know what the word chaver means? To be a friend. To be a friend. Now, wait a second. This is not the regular sugya of friends, right? Not last week's sugya of friends. In fact, it is true they're called friends, and the Rambam does have a hesber of why they're called friends. Let's listen to the Rambam in his Perish Mishnayos in Zmai. The Rambam says, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Chaver Nikra Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham's called a friend. Because he's, why? B'chein Yikru L'Talmidim Chaverim, Ulai Nikru B'zeh Hashem, why they might be called this? Because, Ki Chavrasam Zeh L'Zeh Chevra Ne'amana, they're trustworthy, they've got each other's back. Because they're l'shem shamayim in everything they do. So they're friends who are real, right? They're not those friends who ditch you on the off Shabbos. Talmidei Chacham don't do that. They remember that last time they took care of you, you take care of them. Talmidei Chacham are loyal to each other. So they're called chaverim. But to make every Am Haaretz into a chaver, what's going on over here? What's this magic that Yerushalayim's able to do when the yinin come for the regal? Everybody is a chaver. Everybody's a friend. There's no tumas am haaretz. Very difficult to understand this. It's very difficult to understand, but it's mashma over here that Chazal held that you can't have any type of distance during the regal. Even though we're worried about Amaratzim usually, we're worried about their creepy, crawly hands, and they're not careful with their wives who are nidas, and they can be metame things. But in general, we're worried about that, but we can't worry about that when it comes to the regel. Everyone has to be friends. So how do we answer this riddle? What's going on over here? So there's a Dover Neira, which my dear friend Rav Yaakov Cooper showed me. He's here in the crowd. A gem, a Dover Neira from the Maritz Chayas. The Maritz Chayas says an amazing thing. He brings the Yerushalmi in Chagiga, and he says that everybody's chaverim b'shas haregel. So he says, how could this be? So he says, the Mora Nevuchim, the Rambam, writes that the whole purpose of the regel, the whole purpose of regalim, is to get together, right? We dafka invite people over. Simchas Yontif, the Rambam says, not Simchas Kreso, a simcha of your stomach, but you invite people over, and you connect with people. And he says the whole purpose of Yontif is to see the value in your friends and have reyes and connection with one another. Beautiful Rambam that he brings. And then he says the following. He says a sore thumb in the whole system is how we treat Amaratzim. He says Rabbi Akiva never got over it when he was younger. Before he started learning Torah, Rabbi Akiva said, I want to bite Talmidei Chachamim. And not just bite them, but bite them to the bone. To the bone. Like a donkey bite. Why? Because Tosfos and Ksubas explains, because Rabbi Akiva thought the Talmidei Chachamim were making themselves better than everyone. We're Tamei, or the whole group of Amaratzim are Tamei, and they get to be Mr. Tar, Shkayach. We're Tamei! We're like Zavim. So there's a distance between Chachamim and the Amaratzim. And that's supposed to be. It's a very healthy distance that the Rambam writes about in Mishneh Torah. We're supposed to be different from them. But you know what? They're part of Klal Yisrael. They're part of Klal Yisrael. And comes the regel, and everybody's connected. Everybody's connected. And dafka on the regel, ir shechubra lo yachtav. Every yid is connected to every yid because we're all going and we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu derech the regel. But the truth is, the Maariv Chayes doesn't mention the Beis HaMikdash over here. But it's very clear that it's not just the regel. It's not just the regel. The Rambam writes that the nature of regalim, of the three regalim, is to have a destination. Not just to invite people over for the Sudas. Not just for that, but to have a destination. In the 20th mitzvah, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says you have to build a Beis HaMikdash. Now, what do you need this Beis HaMikdash for? Fascinating Rambam, I would say, just for Karbonos. Just for Karbonos. Says the Rambam, he should see Vanu Livnois Beis Avoida. We have to build a house of worship. Boya Hakrava, Hakravas Karbonos, Havaris H. Tamid, and a fire burning on the Mizbeach always. Now listen to this, amazing. Ve'elav yiyah ha'halicha, va'aliyah l'regel, and it should be a place of destination three times a year. V'ha'kibutz b'chol shana, to get together every year. Says the Rambam, the very essence of Beis HaMikdash is to bring people together. That's the reason. It's not just there happens to be a mitzvah to go three times a year. You have to build a building where everybody will get together three times a year. It's part of the Beis HaMikdash, being the ir shechubra layachtav. It's not just the pshat. Like the Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Emor, he says that Shabbos is a time where you're to yourselves, you're more shayach to yourselves, because you can't prepare food for other people, and there's no dinim that maybe Orchim will come, more guests, which matirs more bishul, the din of mitoch. Shabbos is internal, but the regel is a time where we have to think about other people, where we have to connect to them. No, it's much more than that. It comes out that the Beis HaMikdash is what connects us. The fact that we have to get together three times a year connects us. And any facet of distance between Yidden is against what's going on. A time where we could see the beauty. And every Yid will become a Ne'eman. Every Yid could become trustworthy at that point. Every person you can count on, the greatness of every Yid comes out when you know you're really on the team. When you know they really believe in you. When you know that you're part of the starting five. They want you on the team. It could take an Ama Aretz and make him into a Ne'eman. It can make him into a real, real friend for that period of time. It can make him shayach to the dargas of chibur, to this great nation of Klal Yisrael. But we're going to get a little bit deeper here. We have no choice. And we have to see more the connection between Beis HaMikdash and being one as a nation. The Rashi, it's a very difficult Rashi. It's a very difficult Rashi. It's been bothering me for many, many years. Rashi in Zeis HaBracha. On the Bracha of Zvulun, Zvulun goes out to work, and the Rashi explains, what's the value of having Zvulun go out to work? Also, commerce will come into Yerushalayim because people want to handle with Zvulun. And what are they going to do? They're going to come do business, and they're going to say, Tagrei Ovdi Kachavim Boim. The merchants come, El Artsavomid Alasitvar Vomrim Hovin It's Da Arnu Ad Khan, Nelechad Yushlaim. Now that we got here to this holy land, let's see Jerusalem. Let's go see the holy city of Jerusalem. Vinira Ma Yirasa Shal Umazu, and let's see what God they have over here. Mama Seha, and what are their actions? Vehem Roim Kol Yisrael Ovdim Leloka Echad. They see a nation who serves one Rabbono Shalom, v'oichlem Michael Echad, and they eat one food. Unclear what that is. One food? Is it chalent? Is it gefilte fish? Is it karbonis? It's mamish not clear. But one nation, one food. And they're very impressed by this oneness, all this oneness. Lufisha ovde kochavim. Elo shel zeh, lo kelo shel zeh. This one's God is not the same as this one's God. V'lo ma'achalo shel zeh, v'lo ma'achalo shel zeh. And this one's got fajitas and enchiladas and tortillas, right? And the other one's got sushi, and the other one's got chocolate-covered ants. Every different ummah has a different type of food. And then they're so impressed, misgayrin sham, they become gayrim. Wow, this is quite impressive. With the rye from the pasuk, sham yizgu zivchei tzedek, they start to be makriv, karbonis, to become gayrim. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? Pshat over here is that this is what Yerushalayim was. Yerushalayim was, we all have one focus, we're all on one team, and we're all dedicated to each other. We have one Ribbono Shalom, and it's an attitude of an Am Echad with a one Borei Olam, and even a Meichel Echad. You know, we know that one of the big things that causes people to fight is Taivas. L'taiva yivakish nifrat. Right? Taivas. Taivas. Meichel Echad. People who are focused. One food. No, we're all in this together. We're all doing everything together. They came, they saw Achdus. They saw a nation that you're not just little parts of things. A real oneness. That you could be part of this. If you attach yourself and become a ger, you could become enormous. Why? Because every little person is only as little as themselves. Right? So maybe you could become a communist. I mean, you become part of the communist. No, it doesn't work like that. You're still a little guy who's part of the communist. Right? It doesn't work like that. But Klal Yisrael is one gigantic body. Knesset Yisrael. And if you could have a shaychus with that, that's what makes Geirim. To see an ir shechubra layachtov, a place of total unity, total connection of each person with Bayre Olam, that is real chaveiros, the real connection. And the Gemara in Yuma, and it's not a secret, the Gemara is very yadua, the Gemara tells us that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because Gili Arayis, Avodah Zarah, and Shvichas Damim. The big three, right? Definitely a terrible criminal record. Terrible criminal record. However, the Gemara says something very strange about Bayis Sheni. The Gemara says that Bayis Sheni, Hayu oskim b'Torah mitzvos u'gmilas chasadim. So mipnei macharav. They were involved in all these good things. Mipnei shahaisa bo sinas chinam. They had baseless hatred. L'lamdecha sheshkula sinas chinam kineged shlosh averis avodah zarah gili arayis and shvichas dam. What is going on over here? Right? Sinas chinam is worse than all of these things. It's mashma that this was really the worst. This took the cake. Right? The Gaon writes that this sinas chinam was such a rotten perspective, that's why we're still waiting for the next Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash got rebuilt, because it was only Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah. But the second Beis HaMikdash didn't get rebuilt because of sinas chinam. What is this sinas chinam? Why is it so bad? And we've been working on this, Rav Osai. We've been working on this. What does it mean to hate something for no reason? For free. Right? Ask anybody why they hate someone. They'll tell you, ooh, at least 20 or 30 reasons. I never met a guy who hates somebody for no reason. Have you? You ever met somebody who hates someone for no reason? You sit him down. Why do you hate that guy? You sitting? Okay, it's going to be a while. Let's have a beer together, right? There's a lot to talk about. What does it mean to have sinas chinam? I think pshat is, b'siyata d'shmaya, everything we've been talking about here. I hate you for only one reason. And I can tell you 1,000 reasons of why, but only one reason. Because you're not me. You are not me. You are not me. And because of that, you pose a threat to me, and I have all these problems. But at the end of the day, the only reason I don't hate you, the reason I do hate you, is because you're not me. If you want to be my boy, and you want to connect with me, and you want to do things for me, fine, I'll start liking you. But I hate you because you're not me. And the whole yesod of Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yisai, the whole yesod of Beis HaMikdash is you are me. I'm you. You're me. We're totally connected. You can't even start without having the team. How can we begin an Avodas Hashem without a kibbutz yachad? Everyone getting together. The first thing you need is a group, right? Anytime someone has something exciting to do, right? they have an idea. It's very nice. You know, I discuss things with Rosh Shiva. We have this idea and we have that idea. He has much more, you know, impressive ideas than me. Then you need to find people who will go with the idea, right? If you don't have people who will go with the idea, game over. Game over. In Bayis Sheni, we weren't on the same team. There was no Knesset Yisrael. There was no full nation. And without that, Iker Chaser Min HaSefer. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. And even more than that, we said, based on many, many Makuras, the Maharal and Rav Yerucham of Mir and others, that if somebody is not Shaykh to Klal Yisrael, then they're also Shaykh to Avodah Zarah, because they're breaking from the Echad. They're breaking from the unity of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Echad. Hashem is Echad. It's the same sugya. And breaking off from that is breaking off from the whole thing, from the whole story. Ato Echad, Ushmo Echad, Umikam Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. And Ad Kedei Kach, and I got chills from this, Ad Kedei Kach, that I was reading in Nesivas Oilam, in Nesiv Shalom, from the Maral. He brings a medrash. Afil Yisrael oivdim avodah zara, v'shalom beinehem. If Klal Yisrael is doing avodah zara, but they have shalom amongst themselves, ein satan nogei bem, the satan can't touch them. And we find in the door of Achav, it was that way. Achav's generation was ovdei avodah zara, and nobody could touch them. Now the Maral does thing very bothersome. He gives a mashal. You want to know what the mashal is? He says it's like a vessel, a kli, that if it has a crack, if there's no achdus, so there's a crack, so the satan can get in the crack. But if there's achdus, there's no cracks, so the satan can't get in, okay? This is his mashal, and I'm telling you, I had such a hard time with this mashal. And I asked one of my rabbeim, Echad Migdalei Olam, this question. I said, I don't understand this maral, a ki hu zeh. The Maharal's giving a mashal of a kli, right? A vessel that has no crack in it, okay? And the satan can't get in. Why? Because everybody is on the same team. Rabbeinu Dehai Al Makula. They're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Where's their problem? Internal. Imagine you have a kli that has no cracks from the outside, and it has a total infection in the inside, where there's mold all over the place. It's terrible inside. It's an inside job. It's the most destructive thing to have for a kli when the entire inside is rotting away. So who cares if Klal Yisrael had Shalom Beinayim, if they have Avodah Zarah, their entire heart is Makulka. And he said to me, a Dover Noira, and I would not be able to say this on my own ever, not in this lifetime. But he said the following, and you're the only people who could understand this. If it wasn't for the entire summer that we've been discussing this, I wouldn't even bother saying this. It's irresponsible to say this. He said the following. He said, no, it's not true. The Maharal's right. He said, real achdus means you believe in Hashem's unity as one. It's impossible to have real achdus because you're a Ranger fan, or because you're a Knicks fan, or a Chicago Bulls fan. It's impossible. That's all artificial, gluing people together. If people have real achdus, then they're shayach to Hashem Echad. They're doing Avodah Zarah. He says it's external to them. They're just having a bad day. It's external to them. And we find that the Gon says the same thing. The Gon says, and he shtelt su the Gon. The Gon says that in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was Sinas Chinam. In the first Beis HaMikdash, they were in better shape because they were doing Gili Arayah Shvichas Damam and Avodah Zarah. Yeah, the Gon says their heart was intact. They were just having bad days, a lot of them. Right? They didn't. They might have even liked their friend, but you know what? When you rob a bank, sometimes you have to kill somebody because you want to get the money. But not because you don't like people. Love people. Right, and sometimes we know in Bayis Rishon there was a big taiva for Avodah Zarah. People love to do Avodah Zarah like today. There's a taiva for other things. We can't relate, but if Klal Yisrael's Echad, then even their Avodah Zarah is a Purim costume, because if we're really, really connected, then we understand what unifies us. We're not stam connected like goyim in a stadium. We're connected in the door of Achav. They really understood we're an Uma Echad. That means if you took an x-ray into their hearts, you would see that in there, behind all of that Avodah Zarah is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And they're salvageable, they're savable because of that. They have a connection with the real Metzius of being an Uma Echad. And I was thinking, and this is a little bit, I'm telling you this pshat, it's got a warning sign on it. It's got a warning sign on it. I don't know if it's true. But it's Lidaiti, it's something amazing. Get a sitter. I don't know if this is true. But we can suggest things if we say that we don't know if they're true. We're allowed to suggest things. In Tachnun, this bothered me for years. And this time, maybe we have a pshat. We've said other pshatim, but maybe this one's pshat. We say three things. Shomer Yisrael, Shmor She'eris Yisrael. Protect Yisrael, Val Yovid Yisrael, Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael. Yidin, who say Shema Yisrael? Fine, that's the first one. Then, Shomer Goyachad, the one nation, Shmor She'eris Amechad, a one nation, Al Yovad Goyacha, don't destroy the one nation, HaMiyachdim Shimcha Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that are Miyached the Shem Hashem. And then the next one, Shomer Goy Kadosh, that say Kedushas. Can I ask you a question? And this bothered me for years. It says in the first one, Shomer Yisrael, HaOmrim Shema Yisrael, that they say Shema Yisrael. Can I ask you a question? What is Shema Yisrael? Shema Yisrael is called Yichud Hashem. That's the next one. It says, Shomer Goyachad, that are Meyachadim Shem Hashem. So you say it's a repeat. There are no repeats here. Just like the third one is Goy Kadosh, it's not a repeat. What in the world is going on here? First we say, Shomer Yisrael, Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael. And then we say, Shomer Goyachad, HaMeyachadim Shemcha. Aren't those both Shema? And I think that if it wasn't for this summer, I wouldn't say this. But it seems like we have a million rayas to this. The first darga of Shema is to start. Shema Yisrael! Listen, all of Klal Yisrael. Connect with everybody. The first stage of a Yid is to realize he's part of Yisrael. The first stage of Kriya Shema is to say, Shema Yisrael, stop! That's already worth saving somebody. Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael. But guess what, Hashem? They don't stop there. They go, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And through that, they become a real Am Echad. They take the Shem Yisrael, which already is the beginning of the building of the unity of Klal Yisrael, and then they go one step further with Goy Echad, Ba'aretz, with Yichud Hashem. And they don't stop there. They go to the Madrega of Kedusha. They talk about Kedusha. Klal Yisrael, connecting with Klal Yisrael, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. Our relationships with people, our relationship with family, our relationships with roommates, everything is built on this. Everything. Shema Yisrael. Are we a team? Is there a connection? And according to this, that's what the Beis HaMikdash did for us. That's what the Beis HaMikdash did for us. The Beis HaMikdash was a place of oneness. And when we decided not to be one, we lost it. And the Maharal takes it in a different angle. The Maharal in Netzach Yisrael Perek Dalet says, not like we've been saying, he says something amazing, similar but not the same. He says, the first Beis HaMikdash was a place of the great Shechina, all the Nisim that happened there, 10 Nisim, incredible Shechina, Hashras HaShechina. So the first Beis HaMikdash, very great people were involved over there, very high level people. The Beis HaMikdash over there, and then they went down. Gili Arayis, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, they went down, and now that Beis HaMikdash with the Shechina couldn't be there anymore. But says the Maharal, what was Bayis Sheni? Bayis Sheni didn't have the Shechina like that. The only thing keeping Bayis Sheni together, says the Maharal, was that we were together. The only reason there was a Beis HaMikdash was because we came together. We would come together at the regalim. We would be misyachis each other as all part of one team. And that was the only saving grace left. We were small, all of us, but we were big as a unit. And says the Maharal, once Klal Yisrael had sinas chinam, then there's nothing left. We pashut lost everything. We lost all the things that keep us together. And Reb Tzadok HaKohen says in Pri Tzadok, in Parshas Bechukosai, he says, similar to the Maharal, he says that the first base of Mikdash was Torah Shebichsav, was the written Torah, and there were prophecies, Nevi'im, getting messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bayis Rishon. Hashem was sending down messages. Second base of Mikdash was the beginning of the Torah Shebaal Peh that we have, right? Yeshivas, everybody getting together to try to figure out Pshat. In Bayis Rishon, he says, okay, in Bayis Rishon, if there's Sinas Chinam, it's not good, but it doesn't destroy it, because Hashem's still sending a telephone line down and telling us everything. But in Bayis Sheni, he says, it's all about, he brings the Gemara in Kedushin, Afilu Avu Ben, a father and son, a Rebbe and Talmud, they fight in Nasu Oyevim Zelizeh. They fight in learning, but in the end, they love each other. He says, well, that's if there's a happy ending. If there's no Sinas Chinam, then in the fights in the Beis Medrash, they end up hugging each other at the end. But when there's Sinas Chinam, they just end up punching each other out during the Rashis and Tosfos. There's no Torah Shebaal Peh anymore. And the Beis HaMikdash of Torah Shebaal Peh cannot exist like this. It can't exist with all this fake kinosofrim. You know, everyone likes to say, kinosofrim. Kinosofrim Tarba Chachma. Most of the kina that we find around is not kinosofrim. It's not kinosofrim. You know why? Because you're not happy about your friend's success and you feel lousy. That's how I know it's not kinosofrim. Kinosofrim is where, wow, look at Baruch be Messiahim Shas. I'm going to do that too. Yay! That's kinosofrim. But looking at that Baruch finish Shas, I'll show him. He thinks that I'm going to do your Shalmi too. And he's so angry and he oversleeps chakras. The next day he goes, Rebbe, I don't know your Shalmi. Like, what's going on here? What happened to you? Because it's not real. It's a competition. We're not on the same team. We don't see that attaching ourselves to Klal Yisrael is what makes us greater and makes us bigger. And we have to work on this, Rabotai. We have to work on this over the Bein HaMetzarim. My Rebbe, my Mashkiach, Rav Naftali Kaplan, said something that I'm so guilty of. I'm so embarrassed of this. And it happens to me every day when I come up the stairs. He says, you know when you see a big picture? You know those pictures, like when we come up the stairs from those Shabbatons? He says, you always find yourself right away. You always find yourself. It's so embarrassing, because every time, yeah, I'm having a good beard day, I'm not having a good beard day, right? Rachmana Litzlan. It's unbelievable how much we love each other. We love ourselves. What, to be makabel to look at somebody else in that on that picture every day, can you imagine? To actually care what else is going on. And what if you're not in the picture? Oy, oy, that photographer, fired, right? Where were you? You weren't even there at Maariv. That's why you missed the picture. Like, what? That's why you weren't up. It's his fault. It's his fault. We need to find the toiv in everybody. We need to start looking at people. He suggested, he said this Barabbi once, he said, people should be looking for 2 milas of friends every day. Every day to write down. I'm not telling you to do this, but he said to do this. He said this once, Barabim. He did not just say this to a Chabura. I was there in Reb Nissen Kaplan Shul, his son. And he said, if a person every day would do this, they'd be different people. They'd be different people. He said, once a Rav came to him, a big Rav, a big Rosh Yeshiva. He said, Harav, every person I see, I find something negative about. So Rav Naftali told him to do this. He says, every day, find a person or two and figure out what their milas are, something that you were impressed by, what they did, something unusual. And he said he met up with this person a while later, and he said, how are you doing? He goes, the whole world is different. Everybody's so great. Everyone's so amazing. Everybody is amazing, by the way. Everyone in this room, some people I know better, some people I don't know as well, everyone here is amazing, is amazing, is amazing. And it's a crime. It's a crime to hate for no reason. We should have Ahavas Chinam. The default button by us should be, this person in my life is impressive. This person in my life has something to add. Not guilty until proven innocent. That's Sinas Chinam. I'm going to hate you until you prove to me that there's a reason I should like you. How somehow you could do something for me. Rabbeinu D'Chaya Amakula. How's a person supposed to deal with anything in life this way? We should all be zeicha to take this. This is a very harsh mussar. The entire Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of this. I'm proud of the Olam that we worked the whole zman to try to understand this sugya. But during this time of Bein HaMitzarim, a tikkun for Bayis Sheni Befrat, which is our gullus, is that we have to get rid of that ayin ra. We have to try to push ourselves to see Milas Chavirena.